I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, Mess, it's time for a staycation setup. Let's say good morning to Laura.
Morning.
Hi, how are you guys?
We're okay. So, Laura, your boyfriend Daniel, what's his deal?
Well, I thought everything was going well, but I'm afraid that he might be cheating on me.
Mm-hmm.
I got into an argument with my cousin, and my cousin and I have all this beef, and basically we used to be best friends until she made out with my ex-boyfriend.
Oh!
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. So basically, you know, I obviously, like, dumped that guy and pretty much her as well.
Wait, so your ex-boyfriend cheated on you with your cousin?
At the time, he was my boyfriend, yeah.
Okay, and that's not this guy. That's not Daniel, is it?
No.
Okay.
This is a different guy.
Okay.
This was a while ago,
uh-huh.
And I obviously, like, that guy's not in the picture anymore, and I wasn't speaking to my cousin, Sydney, at all. But ultimately, you know, we're family. Like, what
right.
can I do? We're family. I kept seeing her at all these different events and family functions and stuff, so we did the best as we could to basically just, like, patch things up.
And really? Did you tell anybody else in the family that this had happened, or?
I kept it pretty quiet.
Okay. Oh, that's nice of you.
That's very nice of you, yeah.
I told my mom, but that was it. And I told my mom not to tell her mom.
Wow, you're a very good human being because that's usually Facebook diaries right there.
Dear Facebook, so I have this bitch-ass cousin named
Joey.
Sydney.
All right. So you patch things up with Sydney, or at least are cordial.
Yeah.
Okay.
So now, the other day, she and I got into it for this stupid reason. Basically, like, mid-argument, she then blurts out, I'm hooking up with Daniel, so f*** you. That's my current boyfriend.
Whoa.
What? No.
Wait, is there truth to this?
Right.
Well, that's what I don't know, if she is doing this to, like, spite me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Or if it's true, and I'm hoping that Daniel's not cheating on me, but at this point, it's like I can never be too sure, and it's just so sad that we even have to deal with this.
Did you bring it up with Daniel that she said this?
No, I haven't.
What?
Why not?
I guess I'm scared.
I totally get that, especially if it happened once.
Right.
To be 100% honest with you, that's why I'm calling you guys, because it's horrible to say, but, like, I don't know if he would tell me the truth if I just flat up asked him.
Wow.
You know, that makes sense. And we always ask that question, why don't you confront your boyfriend? But it makes sense when ladies and guys call up. Yeah. You want to catch him in the act, and what better way with the staycation setup? So this is what we're going to do, Laura. Obviously, you're familiar with this part of our show. We're going to call Daniel up. We're going to offer him a free romantic staycation and ask that one question, Anish.
Who would you like to bring on this free romantic stay?
So hopefully he says your name, Laura. Obviously, the name you're thinking he might say is your cousin, Sydney.
If he does, I don't know what I'll do.
Well, let him have it. Listen, you've been a very patient, understanding cousin.
Yeah.
You let him have it. Does he know that your cousin got with your ex-boyfriend?
Yeah.
He does know that.
Oh,
wow, man. This is double jeopardy. What?
Oh, my God.
You're here with us. We're the right people for you to talk to and see if we can figure something out. And that's exactly what we're going to do for you, okay?
Okay.
All right. So take a deep breath. We're going to get his number from you. And we're calling Daniel up next. Ladies and gentlemen, it's another one. Staycation set up with your morning mess. So we are back with a staycation set up. Listen, man, this can go either way. We talked to Laura. She has this. There's always one cousin in the family that just does the family wrong or is a little hood rat of the family.
We don't have that in my family.
That's probably it's because it's you, Anish.
It is not me.
So Laura has this cousin's name, Sydney. Sydney got with her ex-boyfriend. Laura got rid of the ex-boyfriend, forgave her cousin. Now Laura's in a good relationship, so what she thinks she has with Daniel.
Right.
Well, in a heated argument with her cousin Sydney again, she blurted out, Laura, that that's why she's screwing around with your new boyfriend as well.
Yeah.
Do you think there's truth to this?
Honestly, like, I don't know what to believe. He hasn't been acting weird around me. He hasn't been sneaking off or whatever, so I'm not quite sure. But at the same time, she's done this before. I'm not surprised if she'd do it again, you know? Mm. It's like I finally feel like I found a good guy, and then he's going to fall for her trap again, and two people that are going to betray me.
Right. Well, we don't know if that there's any truth to that yet, so let's try to hope for the best like we always do. And if anything goes wrong, then, you know, the show is yours. You let him have it, and we have counseling services available for you as well, okay?
Okay.
You ready?
Okay.
All right, let's give Daniel a call.
Hello?
Hello, am I speaking with Daniel?
Yeah, this is Daniel.
Hi, Daniel. My name is Jonathan, calling with the Aurora Hotel with some really good news for you. You've been selected as the grand prize winner of our free romantic weekend.
I'm sorry. I'm not interested. That's all right.
Are you sure about that, sir? You're getting a free stay in our penthouse suite. We're throwing in a honeymoon package with that, and I was just calling to confirm some details for your reservation. There's no deposits, fees, or taxes included with the stay. We will be asking for a review of your experience, but that's pretty much all you need to do.
How did you even get my name on this? Well,
I totally understand that we're working off of an online database right now. Actually, we're a new establishment here in the Valley, so we're asking for a review in exchange for the stay, just hoping to build our presence online so we can have more impact on the internet.
If it's free, yeah.
Perfect. So, Daniel, let's go ahead and go over the reservation. I've got a couple questions here. Now, my first one with this romantic weekend stay is, we leave a personalized note, and that goes to your guest of honor. I have generic romantic messages I could use, or maybe if you have something more special and more specific, I can jot that down. Just let me know which option you'd like to take.
Yeah, I got something.
Oh, you do?
How about, every day I fall for you more and more.
Oh. Now, Daniel, my next question for you is, who would you like to bring on this free romantic stay? I just need your guest of honor's name to continue.
Oh. Okay, her name is, it's Sydney, S-Y-D-N-E-Y.
Sydney, are you kidding me?
Hello?
Daniel, well, that's your girlfriend.
Yeah, it's me, you f***ing idiot. It's your girlfriend.
It's Laura. We'd like to introduce ourselves. Hi, it's Joey Boy.
Hi, I'm Anish.
It's Gina.
And it's Carla.
We're called The Morning Mess. You're on the radio. Actually, you're live on the radio right now on 101.5.
I mean, how could you f***ing do this to me? Yeah, you know what she's done to me in the past. Like, are you kidding me?
It's a new hotel. You were telling me you wanted to go away. It's a new hotel, and I know she lives down by there.
Oh, cut the bullshit. You're ridiculous. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, honestly, what you said makes no sense. What do you mean that she wanted to go? You said Sydney. You didn't say your girlfriend's name.
She's all over me. What do you want me to do?
She's all over you? Please.
Well, you can't control yourself. Like, you're supposed to say no, get away from me, and then you're supposed to tell Laura what her cousin's doing.
Yeah, Laura, maybe if you treated me a little nicer like Sydney does, we wouldn't have this conversation. What do you think about that?
I've treated you like a king.
Yeah, right.
What, do you think Sydney, who's stolen my boyfriend before, you think she's going to be someone who's going to treat you well?
You know what, Laura? Tell you what. How about maybe I'll see you at the next family reunion? What do you think?
Oh, my God. He hung up.
Oh, Laura.
Wow. I don't even know what to say. I'm, like, in shock right now.
Laura, I know last time this happened to you, you didn't tell the family, but this is just a pattern of behavior at this point, and I really feel like you should.
So you're telling her to sock her cousin in the neck when she sees her on site?
We're saying
ban Sydney.
Yeah.
I can't wait to tell my mom and her mom. I'm telling her mom about how disgusting of a human she is. Like, she's a f***er. And he's my cousin, you know?
Soccer right in the forehead.
No!
This isn't on you. You're not doing anything wrong. And you know, the good news is that you did find this out before things got really serious. Honestly, just ban her from your life entirely. And, you know, you'll find someone new, but don't rush it. Take your time. Enjoy yourself.
Yeah.
Get out there and risk it. You know what I mean? Get out there.
I have to agree with Joey. This is crazy.
Just put it out there, man. Maybe not get in a relationship. Just date. Date hard.
Yeah, have some fun. Yeah.
I definitely am not going to be introducing whoever my next boyfriend is to Sydney anytime in the relationship.
Right.
Oh, God.
Good idea.
Jesus. How fine is your cousin, by the way? She keeps stealing these men away. What the
hell?
No. She knows that kung fu grip.
What does that mean?
Not okay to say.
Pepper grinder?
Stop it.
Kung fu?
Pepper grinder?
You ever seen the pepper grinder?
I don't want to know.
What?
Say no more. Stop.
Carly, you know what a pepper grinder is?
Nope.
Yes, you
do.
I've
never seen one.
Anish, do you know what a pepper grinder is?
I do. It's, oh my God, get up. All right,
you
girl,
hold on there, Laura. I'm going to tell you what a pepper grinder is, okay?
Okay.
You're going to keep a man with if you know how to do that, boy.
Mm-mm.
Tell you that much.
Sounds painful.
I bet you Sydney knows what a pepper grinder is.
Disgusting.
Okay, hold on the line.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.